John S. Doyle is here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
Father Paul Murphy, the army chaplain who was stabbed by a 16-year-old boy at Renmore Barracks in Galway last August and received 7 serious injuries, is prominent in the papers this morning. Father Murphy was in the Central Criminal Court yesterday to make a victim impact statement. The Irish Examiner reports on a moment that stunned and moved court practitioners, hardened by years of dealing with murder and rape cases. The sight of Father Murphy reaching out to his attacker, placing his left hand on the boy's shoulder and talking intimately with him, with the boy placing his hand on the priest's back, stopped people in their tracks, Cormac O'Keefe writes. Turning to the boy behind him, the chaplain said, "As a man of faith, I am in the business of forgiveness, and I offer to you the forgiveness that will hopefully help you to become a better person." The boy, who had been looking intently at the priest, leaned towards him and said, "I'm sorry." It's the lead story for the Examiner and the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Daily Star leads with a statement read in the Special Criminal Court yesterday for the mother of murdered gunman Tristan Sherry on Christmas Eve 2023 in Blanchardstown, County Dublin. She said, "They beat my son so badly I couldn't even recognise him." The Irish Sun's main story is from the Central Criminal Court yesterday, where Daniel Blanaru received a life sentence for killing his partner, Larissa Serban, a mother of 3, in Athboy, County Meath, 3 years ago. Her family told the paper that the man was a demon devoid of any humanity. Deportation is the lead story for the Irish Independent and Irish Times. The Times reports that there has been a threefold increase in deportation orders issued so far this year, compared with the same period last year, as part of a deliberate hardening of policy towards immigration by the government. And the Independent says the number of deportations from Ireland is expected to rise significantly before the end of the year. The Times reports that a Russian Navy intelligence gathering ship is being tracked through Irish-controlled waters and is refusing to respond to communications from the naval service. Conor Gallagher writes that the Viktor Leonov, a 300-foot vessel from the Russian Navy's Northern Fleet, was spotted by the naval service earlier this week. It has been tracked by L.E. Samuel Beckett as it sails through the Irish Exclusive Economic Zone. Previous sightings of similar naval vessels have raised concerns that Russia is surveilling or mapping Irish subsea infrastructure and data cables, he says. The reported deal between Independent TD Barry Heenan and the government for his support of the coalition does include the newly approved €103 million A&E unit at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. So the Irish Daily Mail reports, based on correspondence between Mr. Heenan and the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, which the paper says it has seen. The Mail's Craig Hughes also quotes the Taoiseach as doubling down yesterday on his insistence that no deals were done. "There is no constituency deal, there is no Heenan deal," he said.
John S. Doyle.